Bonjour les élèves, welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica Tremonti.
Je m'appelle Amaury, bonjour à tous.
This is an elementary lesson called Did you hear about Brad Pitt?
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
I wonder if the listeners did. They'll know after this dialogue. So what's something we're going to hear in it?
Tu es au courant?
Basically, did you hear about it, right? That's going to be your key phrase for this dialogue.
Yeah. Tu es au courant?
Yeah, do you know the news? Tu es au courant? Okay, let's listen to that dialogue three times, and then we're going to come back and explain to you everything that happened.
Dialogue first time.
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Non, c'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence? Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
Dialogue, second time.
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Non, c'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence? Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
Dialogue, third time.
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Non, c'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence? Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
So now, here is the traduction. Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Did you hear that Brad Pitt bought a castle in the region?
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Did you hear the news that Brad Pitt bought a castle in the region?
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région? Non, ce n'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence, je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
No, it's not true. Here in Provence, I feel like I'm gonna faint.
Non, ce n'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence, je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
No, I can't believe it. Here in Provence, I feel like I'm gonna faint.
Non, ce n'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence, je sens que je vais m'évanouir. Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
Unbelievable, huh? Brad Pitt is our neighbor now.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
Pretty hard to believe, huh? Brad Pitt is our neighbor now.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant. C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
It's the best day of my life.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
This is the best day of my life.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie. D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
According to the newspapers, he even wants to learn French.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
The newspapers say that he even wants to learn French.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français. Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
You know what? We're gonna try and find him.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
You know what? We're gonna try and find him.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
Now the first thing they did was they said, hey, did you hear?
Tu es au courant.
It's really être au courant, right?
The expression.
Yeah, and it means literally to be in the current.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be in the current of information.
Mm-hmm.
You're up on the news. Tu es au courant.
That's it. It's a very, very common expression.
And it's often followed by que if you're going to follow it by something else.
Yeah.
So for example.
Tu es au courant que we've got to work this weekend?
Ah, But this person wants to know, tu es au courant que what?
Brad Pitt a acheté something.
Brad Pitt, il a acheté what?
Un château.
Un château, where?
Dans la région.
Region can be the actual region of France. We have all these régions de la France.
Yeah.
But it also can mean dans la région, means like in the area here.
That's correct,
around
yeah.
Around where we're at. Okay, so just say the whole sentence one more time now.
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
So what's a reaction?
Non, ce n'est pas vrai.
No way, it's true, I can't believe it. Ce n'est pas vrai. Literally means it's not true, but it's what we say when we show absolute disbelief in what we just heard.
Exactly, yeah.
Ah, oh, ce n'est pas vrai. What's she surprised about, really?
Ici, en Provence.
Here in...
Provence.
Okay, now that's a region of France, and we're going to talk about it later.
But yeah.
Right now, all we're going to do is focus on the pronunciation, because the vowel is a little tricky in this one.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Provence.
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 Okay, this girl's pretty big drama queen.
Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
First, we learn how to say to faint.
S'évanouir.
Okay, now that's a reflexive verb. So if you want to say I do this verb, then we use the me at the beginning. So
m'évanouir.
Right. What if the subject was he here?
S'évanouir.
She hasn't actually fainted yet. She thinks she's going to.
Je vais m'évanouir.
She can feel it.
Je sens que je vais m'évanouir. Incroyable, hein?
Pretty unbelievable, huh?
Exactly.
Incroyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to believe.
Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
Can you imagine? Now she gets pretty dramatic here, this girl.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
This is the greatest day of my entire life. This expression, though, can actually be used in seriousness. The day you're married, the day...
The day you get your first child, maybe, or...
The day Brad Pitt moved in your neighborhood. Let's look at it, though. First, let's look in the middle. Day.
Jour.
What kind of day?
Beau jour.
But not just any beau jour.
Le plus beau jour.
Of what?
De ma vie.
My entire life. I will always remember it till next week. Something else happens, right? Okay, so obviously he got this from a valuable source, all this information. Where?
D'après les journaux.
So the word d'après is a very common word.
Yeah.
And it means according to. We especially can use it when we're talking like some kind of news source said, well, d'après, here, les journaux, what are some other examples?
D'après la météo.
Probably going to rain today.
D'après les informations.
According to the news in general.
Yeah.
Okay. So, d'après les journaux, what?
Il veut même apprendre le français.
Let's look at the beginning of that.
Il veut même.
Which part of that means even?
Même.
Okay. So, you notice that in French, the word even comes after the verb, unlike in English. Okay. He wants even. Here, il veut même what?
Apprendre le français.
Brad Pitt has such great taste.
He is, yeah.
So now they have a challenge. Because the same girl who's, who was going to faint and found this to be le plus beau jour de ma vie, she's got to do something about it. What?
Tu sais quoi?
Hey, you know what?
On va essayer de le trouver.
We're going to try and find him.
Yeah, I've got a mission now.
Let's look at the word for to try.
Essayer. De.
Right, you have to put the de after. What are they going to essayer de?
Le trouver.
Find him. So the le here is Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
Essayer de le trouver. Hey, Amri, tu sais quoi?
Quoi, Erika?
We're going to listen to the dialogue now 3 more times.
Dialogue first time.
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Non, c'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence? Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
Dialogue, second time.
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Non, c'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence? Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
Dialogue, third time.
Tu es au courant que Brad Pitt a acheté un château dans la région?
Non, c'est pas vrai. Ici, en Provence? Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
Incroyable, hein? Brad Pitt est notre voisin maintenant.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie.
D'après les journaux, il veut même apprendre le français.
Tu sais quoi? On va essayer de le trouver.
So this is really true. This dialogue is based on true events.
Mm-hmm.
D'après les journaux, Brad Pitt really wants to learn French. He told the newspaper that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he wants to.
What a good choice.
Yeah.
I knew he had good taste.
So, and he's got good taste in choosing that region in France. Provence is beautiful.
Okay, let's talk about it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where exactly is it?
So it's the southeast of France.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for the city you know the most in the region,
mm-hmm.
is Marseille.
Okay.
So it's all the area around Marseille.
Uh-huh.
It's quite big.
It's near the Mediterranean, right?
Exactly, yeah.
What about the food?
Cooking is important there as well. You might know the Herbes de Provence.
Yes, those are some good herbs, cooking herbs.
Mm-hmm. They've got amazing food. And one of the most popular one is ratatouille.
Just like the little rat in the movie. What exactly is that dish, ratatouille?
It's a vegetable dish. Courgette, tomatoes, aubergine,
mm-hmm.
garlic. And they've got loads of culture. Château, it's beautiful, it's sunny.
So it's a good place to check out if you go travel in France.
Definitely, yeah.
So before we go, let's do a little review. How do you say, I can't believe it, it's not true?
Ce n'est pas vrai.
Unbelievable.
Incroyable.
I feel like I'm going to faint.
Je sens que je vais m'évanouir.
This is the greatest day of my life.
C'est le plus beau jour de ma vie. And we also learned how to say, d'après les journaux.
And we learned to say to try, you have to add that de at the end, right?
You have to, yeah. Essayez de.
Okay, if you have any questions, come to frenchpod.com. Okay, so tu sais quoi?
Quoi?
It's the end of the podcast.
Oh.
Au revoir.
Salut.